You are exactly where you are supposed to be in this very moment. I hope you're happy and healthy wherever you happen to be on the planet. Podcasting, reaching across the globe, and connecting with other like-minded souls around the planet is just so very amazing. No matter what platform you happen to be tuning in from, I want to welcome you. If you are a first-time listener, I want to acknowledge that I've taken a little break lately and I'm just getting back into podcasting. I really appreciate you for giving this show a try. If you have been tuning in for a while, you already know I'm kind of a buffet here of energy. I'm a meditation teacher. I'm a podcaster. I'm a mom. I'm a personal trainer. So many different things. But the main thing underlying all of it is my intention to help elevate you, the listeners, in some way. With each episode I'm giving of myself, it is my pleasure to be here for you guys.
Hello, Maria, and thank you so much for reaching out to me here. It's a pleasure to be speaking to someone such as yourself, a fellow podcaster and a veteran of this platform of several years. That's amazing. I just started last year, so I am just loving the platform so far. It's been a lot of fun kind of implementing and experimenting as I go along here. I know you had seen that link I had shared not too long ago where I was sort of doing a dramatic storytelling reading. I've always been into those horror stories, even though I can't very much sleep the night of. I always love kind of, I guess, torturing myself with those kinds of stories. But it is a pleasure to be speaking with you. I'm just a big fan of your voice. I feel like you have an incredible broadcasting and podcasting voice and the way you pronunciate words. So once again, thank you so much for reaching out.
Elijah, thank you so very much for that message. And listeners, hi. If it is your first time here to the show, I want to welcome you. I really appreciate you spending a little bit of your time here. If you are a frequent visitor, welcome back, welcome back. You know that sometimes I love to share messages here. I did meet Elijah through the Facebook group, Podcast Support Community. That's the name of it. You are welcome to join anytime. But I do want to acknowledge I have been out of town. I was in New York for 5 days. It was a marathon of Broadway theater. I am not even kidding you. If you've been following me on Instagram, you may have seen some of my posts about some of the shows that I was able to see. I feel so fortunate. I joined my mom and a group that she was traveling with. And I was with a friend of mine. She and I, well, we had so much fun in Times Square. Making silly videos. Oh yeah, I did just start a TikTok channel or page or account, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I finally went there. And on Instagram, I've been posting some silly stuff as well. But I want to honor Elijah's message right here. And along the lines of horror, I'm going to share a little bit of a scary, spooky tale in just a moment. But I also want to mention the Metropolitan Museum in New York. Wow. Surrealist art. That is one of my favorite kinds of art. Salvador Dali had only one piece in this particular exhibit that I saw the other day, but I am going to be creating an entire episode about the surrealism, the movement in rebellion to traditional art. A lot of it centers around horror. That's right. So if you are a fan of American Horror Story or oh, so many different shows out there. Squid Games. Wow, there's a lot of scary stuff going on in the world. But sometimes entertainment, we as humans use entertainment to make sense of the world around us. Have you ever read Joseph Campbell, The Power of Myth? Oh, yes. Anyway, here's a little bit of a scary story from me. And then we have yet another message from Elijah. Here we go. Don't be scared. It's just me. When I was a little girl, I had an uncle that had a cabin in the wilderness. And our families would get together quite often and vacation there. Uncle Ted, he loved to show us horror movies. That's right, Amityville Horror, Burnt Offerings, Poltergeist, stuff like that. And inevitably, somebody in the crowd would cry because they were scared. He would show cartoons after the movies were over, hoping that the kids would not have nightmares. I share this with you right now because it is October. Halloween is almost here. But last night when we were driving out of the valley, Yosemite Valley, it was so dark in these woods. It was kind of scary, kind of spooky. This morning, we're on our way back into the park. And the forest, it doesn't look so scary now. I want to thank my husband so very much for being so patient with my sense of humor, my sense of horror, for holding the camera. Well, I'll talk about that in a little bit. Are you still here, or did I scare you away with the story or the audio quality? That particular audio was recorded during a road trip in Yosemite Valley in the dark, dark woods. That's right. I didn't have a good mic with me, and you could hear the car sounds in the background. I am not on a good mic right now. That's why you might see the difference when you hear Elijah's message that I'm about to play right here for you. But just like in his first message, he's talking about experimentation. And oftentimes, I'm talking in my content about self-compassion. Perfection is not the goal, my friends. Happiness is. And when you're podcasting, sometimes it's so important to remember to create content that you would want to listen to, that you enjoy, without feeling the pressures of having to keep up with everybody else. Sometimes, well, I'll talk about it another time, but sometimes we can get self-righteous in our attitude about content creation. Just like so many other things in life, right? My scars are bigger than yours, so you can't understand what I'm talking about. This distance. Oh, but I digress. We are all reflections of each other. And if you feel like it, go check out my Instagram account. I just posted something from Helmsley Palace. That is where Ghostbusters was filmed, the first one, right? And there's a beautiful reflection in the window in the photo that I took. And it reminded me that we are all reflections of each other, no matter our status in life. So here's a little bit more from Elijah, and then I'll be back.
I do just want to say, too, I am a big fan of the Facebook group. I think it's an exciting prospect to have a group of people that can kind of come together and ask questions and collaborate. I see that other than you and I, there are other anchor users on the platform. So it's interesting to kind of see their podcasts on the same platform and, you know, even other platforms as well. I know there was someone on the Facebook group recently who said they were posting to YouTube, and that's something I'm considering moving into as well. And it was kind of neat just asking questions and such. So big fan of the Facebook group. I'm happy to be a part of it. Happy to be here.
Thank you, Elijah. Thank you, listeners, for hanging out. Yes, just like Elijah was just saying, the Facebook group is amazing. I did just change the name of the group to Podcast Support Community because I am trying to prevent those link drops without any attempts to interact. It's about interaction. It's about learning from each other. And yes, Elijah and I both produce our podcasts on the Anchor platform, but it doesn't matter what platform you produce your show on, or if you're thinking about starting a podcast, you might want to go ahead and check out the group. That would be amazing. And yes, many of us produce content out here into the world, audio gifts, for many different reasons. I am a meditation teacher. You can find me on the Insight Timer app. It's a free meditation platform under the name Maria Humphreys. Strong Body, Strong Soul is the name of this show. It's the name of my YouTube channel. And just like Elijah just mentioned, yes, I am one of those podcasters that do produce videos as well. I, in fact, started off on YouTube at the prompting of my teen kids. They really like the way I explain spirituality from my perspective. And so that's where I first began in my journey here on social media, trying to explain chakra energy and meditation. And if you're a frequent visitor to the show here, you already know I also embrace my comedic side on occasion. So if you are looking for me on TikTok, I do have two different TikTok accounts now. One is Strong Body, Strong Soul, where I am trying to offer more affirmations and meditation, little slices of peace for people to go to. I love sharing my photography and my videos and my voice all combined together on occasion so that people can go to Strong Body, Strong Soul on TikTok for a little bit of relaxation or insight. But I did just start Maria Humphreys on TikTok as well, and I'm going to start parking some of my funny stuff there. If people are going to subscribe to my channels or pages over there, I want them to know what to expect in the content. So I'm going to try and be a little consistent over there on TikTok. You can also find me, of course, on Facebook. I'll go ahead and put it in the show notes, some of the places where you can find me, including Clubhouse, by the way, which is a live audio only platform. It's not recorded unless I choose to record it. I'll talk about that more another time. I do have some great episodes coming up for you. Like I mentioned, surrealism. It's not about horror, but it's about a lot of different things, challenging the status quo. It's about showing how women's bodies are depicted and how whole countries devour themselves with evil. And I'll talk about that another time. I also am talking about nutrition on occasion, so I'll go ahead and put a link to my latest YouTube video, Conversation with Michelle Shiro. We're talking about nutrition. And I just want to say, you are in control of what you ingest out here on social media technology. So be discerning in who you follow. Like and subscribe. Make sure you pay attention to the titles of the shows here at Strong Body, Strong Soul so that you get what you are looking for. You can also find over 1,000 podcast episodes now. Holy Moses. The podcast here is being distributed through Facebook. So you can check the Strong Body, Strong Soul Facebook page if you like. Push on the button that says podcast and it will show you a whole buffet with the thumbnail photos and the titles for you to choose from for the content that I have been putting out here for several years now. It is truly a labor of love. I hope you're enjoying the show. Please do take a moment to go to the Apple Podcast platform if you'd like to leave a review. I would also love, love, love reviews of the meditations on the Insight Timer app if you have a moment. Bless you always. Thank you for stopping by. My next show is going to be a share of common themes through the 5 Broadway theater shows that I saw this last week. I'm putting that together. I'm going to take some time and make that really as valuable of an episode as I can for you guys. If you're into Broadway theater, that's amazing. If you're not, the history that comes through these shows is really, really inspiring. We're talking about Hadestown. We're talking about Tina Turner. We're talking about the six wives of King Henry VIII and their stories. A lot of the shows, most of the shows, were about the marginalizing women. So I'll be tying that all together through my perspective. Come back another time. Okay, bye-bye. One last thing. I forgot. I don't mean to scare you. Don't be intimidated by the volume of content that is out here. Over 1,000 podcast episodes? Oh my. Don't feel any pressure. Pick and choose what you would like to listen to. But I also wanted to encourage you to go ahead and find the podcast platform that you like to listen through the most and subscribe to the show so that you don't miss out on future episodes. Also, it's so easy to share the show with friends. You can cut and paste the link and put it anywhere you want. You're also welcome to join the Strong Body, Strong Soul group on Facebook. It is a closed group if you would like to interact with other listeners of the show. You can mention particular episodes and start a conversation about them. I'm more than happy to interact there on Facebook in the group. There is a page also. But go to the group if you really want to interact and share some of your thoughts on some of the content. That would be amazing. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Strong body, strong soul, strong body, strong soul. This is where you ought to go for cosmic info you need to know. Strong body, strong soul, strong body, strong soul. This is where you ought to go for cosmic info you need to know. Oh, podcast.